This is In the News in VOA Special English. This week, President Obama led a meeting of Democratic and Republican lawmakers to discuss health reform. Thursday's meeting lasted more than 6 hours and was broadcast live on television and the Internet. Some experts think the president could be making his last major push to get a health care bill through Congress. He urged the two sides to look for common ground.
I hope that this isn't political fear, where we're just playing to the cameras and criticizing each other, but instead are actually trying to solve the problem.
But it did not take long for the health care meeting to become heated. Republicans said the majority Democrats in Congress had ignored them in writing legislation.
Our country's too big, too complicated, too decentralized for Washington, a few of us here, just to write a few rules about remaking 17% of the economy all at once.
Republican Senator Lamar Alexander of Tennessee said cutting health care costs step by step is better than the Democrats' plan.
So our view, with all respect, is that this is a car that can't be recalled and fixed and that we ought to start over.
But House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said the Democrats would not start the legislative process all over again. She urged the lawmakers at the meeting to remember all of the American families that are struggling to pay for medical care.
What we do here must be relevant to their lives. And for them, they don't have time for us to start over.
At the end of the day, even President Obama admitted that differences between the two sides may be too great for compromise.
At least we will have better clarified for the American people what the debate is about.
Democratic leaders say they are hopeful that some good will come out of the meeting, but they also made it clear that they are willing to act alone, if necessary, to pass a health care bill. Democrats in the Senate have lost their 60-vote supermajority needed to block any effort by Republicans to kill legislation. But the Democrats could try to pass a health care bill using a process called reconciliation. It requires only a simple majority of 51 votes. On Monday, for the first time, President Obama offered his own version of a plan to breathe new life into the legislation in Congress. His proposal calls for insuring 30 million more Americans at a cost of about $1 trillion over 10 years. Republicans have a plan to insure 3 million more Americans at a cost of $60 billion for the same period. The Republicans propose taking smaller steps to reform the health care system. Their ideas include permitting Americans to shop for health insurance in other states and expanding health care savings accounts. Democrats call the Republicans the party of no. But on Wednesday, 13 Republicans supported a jobs bill passed by the Senate. It combines a tax cut for employers and spending for road projects in an effort to reduce unemployment. The $15 billion bill now goes to the House. And that's In the News in VOA Special English, written by Brianna Blake, with Paula Wolfson and Elizabeth Lee. Transcripts, MP3s, and podcasts are at voaspecialenglish.com, where you can also comment on our programs. I'm Steve Embers.